Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. A grim milestone has been passed in America. 100,000 American lives have been lost to COVID-19. The pandemic has exposed the nation's vulnerabilities and dangerous divide, says the Washington Post. The people most ravaged are those whose suffering often is unseen, the elderly, African Americans, and working poor.
It's true, David. This is just awful. And so many people have died, and they are people. They are not numbers. You know, when you think about 100,000, 100,000 is a bunch of numbers. But 100,000 people, people with families, people with loved ones, that's extraordinary. Columbia University has come out with a study which basically says, had we acted just a week earlier, 36,000 people would have been saved. Again, people with loved ones, parents, children, people who are older are facing the worst ramifications of this disease. And I see in my little town of Great Barrington, I see people with a lot of masks and being very smart about protecting themselves and protecting their families and protecting the people they come into contact with. And yet you turn on the television and you see these stories again and again of the people in some states congregating, no masks in swimming pools. You really wonder what this is about. People are saying it can't happen to me. Well, of course it can. It can happen to their children. It can happen to their parents. So it's a terrible time in America. We're hearing that a vaccine may be coming by January, but by the time that gets to everybody and by the time we know what it'll do, it's going to be a lot more deaths than we are seeing right now. This pandemic is the worst thing that I've ever seen in my life, that's for sure.
The role of leadership is not only to get things done, but to comfort the American people. The Post pointing out this morning that the president's public schedule this week contains no special commemoration, no moment of silence, no collective sharing of grief.
That's right, David. We have a way of not acknowledging what has happened. We have a president of the United States, and CNN is playing it again and again and again, who says this will be over by April. The warm weather will come. He was just wrong. And the question was he purposefully wrong? Did he know that he was wrong? One can only suspect that he did. His reelection is absolutely tied to distracting people and making them believe that he has all of the answers. Well, he's a liar. We know he's a liar, and we know that he's wrong. If we look into the future, we see a very dubious pathway forward, but we have to hold our heads up and do everything in our power to protect ourselves. Dr. Fauci is saying, wear a mask. The president, who he stands next to, is making fun of Joe Biden because he wore a mask. Biden says the president for saying that is a fool. The president's utterances are going to come back to haunt him because obviously every one of those is going to be a commercial on television, which basically shows us his falsehoods.
Well, you referenced Biden. Let's go to this next topic, which has to do with the horrible scourge in American society that has to do with police and unarmed black men. The latest, George Floyd. His life mattered, says Biden, condemning the death, and praised the mayor, who now says the officer who put a knee on the man's neck should be charged. You've talked about what happens when police are involved in killings and the reluctance of indictments, or at least the reluctance of conviction.
Hey, David, it's called the thin blue line. These guys don't squeal on each other. They don't say what they saw. They are convinced that they were right. A man with his knee on the neck of a 40-something-year-old person who didn't deserve that. We don't have a death penalty in this country, but this was inflicted. Now, are all policemen bad? Certainly not. Are there some who understand the rights of human beings? And the answer, of course, is yes. But here we saw this was happening in real time. People were screaming, take your knee off this guy's neck. He can't breathe. He was saying he couldn't breathe, and yet this was being done. It's awful. David, I have an African-American grandson, and I love that child. And my heart is breaking, thinking he has to grow up in a world where if he goes out for a jog or if he plays or any of this, because of the color of his skin, he's going to be held as fair game for racist SOBs who are feeling that the right is on their side. We recently saw the terrible situation in Central Park in New York, a place which I know well. And a guy comes along, he's African-American, and he says to a woman, could you leash your dog? This is not an area where an unleashed dog can be. And she calls the cops and says that she is being threatened. Well, she wasn't. And of course, she did publicly apologize, and it was quite honest. Nevertheless, she did it. The guy was perfectly nice. I've heard interviews with him in which he just, her life has been really upset in that she did it. She was held responsible. She was fired from her company as a result of it. But it just shows you that there are people who think that they can call police and say, because this black man asked me to do something, I'm entitled to call the police and to basically lie about how he's threatening me. This is the state of American racism right now, and it is a terrible state, and we are all part of it, and we all have to be responsible for what our police agencies, district attorneys, and others are doing about it.
Well, as I came in this morning, breaking news, China approves plan to rein in Hong Kong. This is not, quote, going well.
David, China is a dictatorship. It was so clear to so many of us that they weren't going to abide by their agreement to leave Hong Kong alone. They couldn't, because what would it say to the rest of this country in this fierce dictatorship?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Stay safe out there. We're right here if you need us.
We are your friends, and we are there with you, and we want you to be safe. And as David says, stay safe. You know what to do.